Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. And that's a true story, by the way, about my mother. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that our good friend Pam Danziger is back with us. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and I don't know what we'd do without her. She's the author of a number of books on retail, especially shopping, something that's a favorite in my family, at least for one member of my family. She's the author of a book called Shopping, also Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, and her brand new book is called Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Okay, Pam, so we had some pretty heady times in the 90s.
Yeah.
We had some pretty heady times in the aughties, the last decade.
Right. Oh, I don't like that name, aughties.
Yeah, I didn't coin that. Somebody else came up with that.
Good.
I don't use it much, but it just seemed right at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So we did okay in the aughties, and then I heard a song. Have you seen the movie Crazy Heart, where there's a song in there where he says, "Why does falling seem like flying, at least for a little while?"
Yeah.
So for a while there, we were flying, and then all of a sudden, in the fourth quarter of 07,
right,
we had that sudden stop,
right,
and actually we began to have that, and then in the fall of 08, we had that sudden stop, and all that high flying stuff, all that luxury stuff that people bought,
right,
that kind of changed our attitude, didn't it?
Well, it certainly did, and I wrote this book, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, and I was so afraid because here it was coming out at the same time all the magazines, all the reports were about how the luxuries returned and PPR is doing great and LVMH is doing great and Saks is doing great and Neiman Marcus is doing great. And I was like really scared. And all this noise about the return of the luxury consumer. But you know, I'm right on the money because that whole, this return is a lot, and all this noise was really about just the wealthiest 2%, who are always going to have money and they're never going to, run out of money.
Well, somebody said to me one time, I heard somebody say recently that those folks don't consume from their income, they consume from their wealth.
Maybe so, but everybody else has to consume from their income.
My point is, those people will always buy these things,
sure,
because they're not really affected that much, and plus, the other thing about those people is they buy the really good stuff. It lasts too.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And the thing is that we had this big buildup of the consumer economy in that pre-2006, 2007. And it was really driven by the what I call the Henry households, the high earners, not rich yet household people with discretionary money.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trading up prior to 2007.
Mm-hmm.
But now they are, and they were living high and living large. Now they view themselves as definitely middle class. Now they have incomes from $100,000 to $250,000. They are at the top. They're at the top 20%. Yet they don't see themselves as affluent. They see themselves as distinctly middle class, and their behavior is very middle class. And
what?
And that signals, that hurts everybody, not just the Saxes and the Neiman.
And there are a lot of those folks. What percentage would you say are those folks?
Well, it's the top. They're at the top 18%. If we
18%,
look at the economy,
right,
being divided into fifths.
But now those people, many of them are employees.
Yes,
and even if they've got money to spend, they're not feeling real froggy about their process. They're not all that secure when they think about their employment prospects either, probably, right?
Well, no, and, you know, people are losing jobs left and right. So, I mean, we're talking about the people who have basically have discretionary money. Mm-hmm. They just do not feel very confident, and it's affecting retailers and shop owners and businesses at all different income levels, because they're the discretionary ones who really what I call the heavy lifters.
Well, and the things that they buy, whether they're off the shelf or whether they have them made, are delivered, sold, and put together and built by people who are in the more the blue collar, and those people are much more than 18%. And they need the jobs. They need they need the sales.
Right.
Hold on to that thought, Pam. We're going to come back. I want to talk to Pam about the systemic and the structural part of this. And I'm going to compare this to unemployment right after these messages. Pam Danziger is our guest. Pamela N. Danziger is the author of the new book, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.